As we were approaching the shore, Amir asked if anyone wanted to jump out of the boat and swim. And I was thinking, as a priest, I know that I'm supposed to be a fisher of men. But as the bishop, I'm a shepherd, and shepherds don't swim. Our journeys these last 2 days are really following, almost in perfect sequence, St. John's Gospel, what we've been listening to. You have the multiplication of the loaves and the fish. Jesus walking on the sea and calming the storm. We have the wedding feast of Cana just before all of this. And in each case, I think that there's something in common. It's fear and uncertainty. The wedding feast of Cana, little bit of panic. We got a lot of guests and no wine. What are we to do? The multiplication of the loaves and fish. Jesus wants them to sit and to eat. The disciples say to him, "What do you expect us to do? There's so many people. We don't have enough fish or bread to feed them." And then the Sea of Galilee starts to toss the boat. And once again, fear and uncertainty. Jesus begins his beautiful dissertation on the bread of life. "Are you nuts? How can we eat your flesh and drink your blood?" If we were to continue a little bit further, just a few more verses, the disciples say to Jesus, "This sort of talk is hard to endure. How can anybody take it seriously?" Fear and uncertainty. And Jesus asks, "Are you going to go too?" And Peter says, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." I know he makes a confession of faith by saying that we believe and convinced that you're the Holy One, but he wasn't convinced at all. He wasn't convinced at all. He was still uncertain. He was still fearful and doubtful. In other passage, you'll come to Thomas. Thomas will say, or Jesus will invite them to follow him to Jerusalem. And one of the disciples says, "Come, let us go and follow him to Jerusalem." And Thomas is saying, "Yes, let us follow him to his death." Fear and uncertainty. The mark of people still unconvinced that Jesus is Lord. That's why our reading from this morning's Mass of the Acts of the Apostles, Peter's a changed man. And he says, as the man is looking for alms, he says, "Listen, I don't have what you need, but I have a new confidence. I have a new trust. I have Jesus Christ. And because I have Jesus, I now do have something to give to you. Something better than alms, better than food. I give you not only a healing in the worldly sense so that you can walk, but I give you a total healing from this world of your sin and of death so that you can have life." How often all of us who sing so joyfully, receive Holy Communion, the body of Christ, "Yes, Lord, amen, I believe." And as soon as our boat gets a little rocky, all of a sudden, we become fearful and uncertain. And that's okay. That's kind of human and normal. And one thing is important to remember, from now until the end of the world, every time a boat crosses the Sea of Galilee, it's going to be rocky, pretty much just the way it was. The church and life and the circumstances in which you find yourself each day are never going to be 100% completely smooth. And we have a choice. We can remain fearful and uncertain, or by deepening our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, we can trust and have confidence. Now, as we receive the Eucharist today, we ask the Lord Jesus to calm our fears, whatever they might be. We all have fears and uncertainties. It might be someone in your family that you're praying for. It might be your own life, for work, your children, their well-being. Let me tell you, as the bishop of the beautiful Diocese of Saginaw, I have my own uncertainties and worries and wonderment. Our diocese is going through a time of great change, and there's a lot of fear and uncertainty on the part of our good people. And as we celebrate this Eucharist, we ask the Lord to truly change our hearts, to form us in a relationship with Him, that even though the way might be rocky, we will trust and have confidence. We will know that we're the same people with the same gifts and limitations, but now we know that Jesus is with us, and where Jesus is present in our lives, all things are possible. And may the Eucharist that we receive today, to which we say amen, strengthen us in that resolve. God love you.